Is New Orleans a barbecue town? For a long time, the answer was generally, even if grudgingly, no. But times are changing, and as more New Orleans restaurant people pursue serious Q, there are new concepts and new ideas swirling around the scene. A new wave has opened in the past few months alone, and more are on the way. Let's catch up. The latest addition is Blue Oak Barbecue. If you have a nose for slow and low barbecue in New Orleans, the Blue Oak name is probably familiar already. For years, Blue Oak maintained a sort of pop-up as permanent residency at the Mid-City Music Club, Chickiwawa. Now Blue Oak has its own restaurant, the former Fellini's Cafe over by City Park. It's the same barbecue as before, but with more room to grow and a cool setting along North Carrollton Avenue. Also new and nearby is L.A. Smokehouse, which opened this spring on Earhart Boulevard with a different approach. L.A. Smokehouse is modeled as a delicatessen that centers on smoked meats served up in a variety of formats. You pick your meat, and then it's vehicle, whether that's a by-the-pound order to bring home, or a sandwich, or a barbecue salad, or their trademark grits bowls, which is like a barbecue-inspired twist on griots and grits. L.A. Smokehouse shares a parking lot with a fitness club, which seems a bit cruel at first, but perhaps just provides some aromatic motivation for people working out next door. In fact, there are good smells from the smoker all across town these days. On North Broad Street, just off of Orleans, Hoodoo Barbecue set up shop last fall in a former Yakiman joint, serving a more homegrown New Orleans-style barbecue. Think parade vendor style, peppery and heavy on the sauce. Central City got a new barbecue spot last summer with the arrival of Black Label Ice House, which adds live music and Texas-style Q to the mix. Down by the wharves in the Irish Channel, McClure's Barbecue has settled in nicely at its new home inside the NOLA Brewing Tap Room. Upriver in St. Rose, the new Truck Farm Tavern makes barbecue a major specialty. And Smoke Barbecue debuted last fall over the lake in Covington. More is coming. If you remember NOLA Smokehouse, well, the pitmaster from that former standout expects to get to work this fall at the new Central City Barbecue just off O.C. Haley Boulevard. And back in Mid-City, the chef behind the bistro, Rue 127, is working on a new eatery called Fry Smoked Meat Company on Bienville Street to open this fall with a menu that goes beyond barbecue but starts at the smoker. Amid the new additions, some New Orleans barbecue spots now feel like senior senators. The Joint, for instance, has been luring barbecue fanatics down to the bottom of the bywater for more than a decade now. And Hillbilly Barbecue is still blowing and going in Elmwood on the perfectly named Hickory Street. The niche for barbecue in New Orleans is growing, and will likely change a good deal as it does. For fans of slow and low meats, though, these are some pretty promising smoke signals. Get details on all the spots I mentioned, and learn about a preview party for a new one at wwno.org.